Hi, neighbors. Welcome to this Friday's edition of The Stoners Next Door with your hosts, Aaron and Maul. Start your weekend every Friday with a curated critique of some favorite posts, special segments, and interesting guests. Right here on The Stoners Next Door.
This is Aaron.
And I'm Maul. So here we are. Here we are again together again. Go grab a gummy or have a puff and perhaps put a drink and have some fun with us in the next few minutes. Kicking it right off, I found this in one of the, out in Massachusetts. And I love it. So someone came into my driveway and destroyed the scarecrow we made in honor of my late father.
Oh.
I don't want to laugh, but I'm going to have to. Well, some of you may say, well, it was Halloween. Well, not only did someone knock it down off our light post, they slashed his clothing. Look at the pictures of this. There's a picture. I mean, they even made a face of their dad.
So
but
sad.
It's so sad. But it's like, why would you do that? We tore off his head, took his head. Which is just gross. He was wearing one of my dad's iconic hats. Exactly.
Know.
He had the real glasses on. Like, dude, I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry for your loss. Never in a million years would it occur to me to make a replica scarecrow of my deceased father and put all of his valuables on him and expect
leave it in the yard.
It's
going to be fine.
And then it says he was the definition of Tanner Pride. Well, what the hell is that? What is Tanner Pride? Is that a name? Is it a football group? I'm sorry. Again, I'm sorry for your loss, but.
Ooh. All right. I see how we're starting out pretty.
Starting out hot.
Kidding. So we're not messing around here.
Mm-mm.
Well, somebody in Southeast Selwood, Moreland area likes this restaurant a whole lot and says that for those of you out there who are constantly disappointed by the vast majority of restaurants you try here and what is supposed to be the best food city in America, may I present to you an absolutely phenomenal and affordable neighborhood restaurant, Milwaukee Cafe. It has ridiculously good polenta bowls and biscuits and gravy, and it goes on and on and on. Gives the address. And there are some replies here, and one of them, after reading all the menu described above, said, "Is that vegan? I love vegan." Thanks for the recommendation. And there's a reply to that from a guy named Tom. He says, "The bacon pigs are vegan, as are the chickens that pop out the eggs and the cows that make the cheese."
Mother drop.
I'm sorry. And I'm a vegetarian, and even I think that's funny.
That is.
So,
people are dedicated.
It's so Portland, to ask if that's vegan.
Yeah, it is. It is exactly. I just can't.
Of course, everything is vegan.
Just go ahead.
Of course it is.
March on down.
Why
and
wouldn't it be?
Burn the rest of our city, but make sure you've eaten something vegan first.
Oh, and I have my next post sort of relates to toppling something. Anonymous says on the internet, we have Anonymous saying, "Let's get it straight. Toppling statues is not obscene. What is obscene is pretending the society crafted in the U.S. for 200 years is blameless and sanctified. Teddy Roosevelt was an overblown, overprivileged narcissist who took this nation down yet another bad road. His rough riders were another incarnation of the cavalry that massacred Indians wholesale and then in the Philippines tortured, interned, and murdered people who had fought for their own liberty from Spain. And as for Lincoln, he didn't think black people were equal and said that many places. What are people worshiping? Delusions. Grow up and get over your attachment to history as it was taught to you in third grade."
I was going to say, someone needs to thank their history teacher, but also someone needs to step back in to 200 years later. we're changing. Yeah. Things are changing. We're working on it. Okay.
Yeah. When Lincoln was alive and all of those other people from our history,
exactly,
they weren't as woke as we are today. Precisely. Sorry. Well, apologies.
I know.
Bygones. Like,
but you know what?
What else can you say?
Lincoln was pretty woke for his era. Yeah. And I guess you have to put it into perspective. And I think what's happening in our world is awful. And I think I'm not alone in thinking that, but I also think we have to be reasonable and
people are evolving.
Humans absolutely evolve,
and that's you know
exactly.
We're here now, but we weren't here then. So
yeah, right. Like I for one am excited that we no longer have Columbus Day. It's Native, it's Indigenous People's Day. Thrilled. I think that makes so much sense. Let's just take the wins, people. Let's take the wins. Don't stop. I mean, just calm down just a little bit. Okay. Speaking of,
well, we could have a modern day statue right next to that one.
Why not?
Then you have
put John Lewis there and offset,
Discussion. You have something to talk about instead of nothing.
Oh my gosh.
Then otherwise you have nothing.
Do you know, we are probably like our gummies have hit fully on because we're giving advice and preaching. We're everything that we said we were never going to be when we grew up. And anyway, all right. So, well, speaking of progress, this is about automation and is it really convenient? Mm-hmm. So Guy, I always just say Guy, and that it's just universal. Person. I know.
I apologize on her behalf.
I was just going to say, because now I get that. Sorry. It's just a person. All right.
We're not assigning gender in our show. Please understand that if we speak in one term or the other, it's just old habit and we don't mean anything.
You don't know. I mean, we have a pretty diverse background between the two of us. So, Okay. So it's hard enough already talking to a real person, which is true. First, I thought this was going to be a missed connection. Just getting to the right person after entering info that's supposed to make it easier than holding, and then you get transferred. I get to the live person. It's repeat my name and info for verification that I already did from the same part. This drives me nuts. I'm like so in sync with this person.
It drives me nuts too.
How many times?
But you know why they do the first one? The first one is just to get you in the door.
Yes.
So they know you actually have.
So you're right there, and they assign.
Then when you talk to someone else, they want you to say it all over again. While you've been waiting on hold for
My sister's going to love this one because she made an amazing career out of running a call center for a major player in the world, in the country. So she and I laugh about this all the time. Are you in front of your computer now? Says the automated voice. No. Right. Okay. One more question. Do you have access to our website? No. Are you able to get in front of your computer? It's like, what the hell is happening here?
I'm calling you?
Well, I mean, I think at this point he's getting a little, he's embellishing, but it's just, it feels like this. I swear to the Lord.
Yeah.
Great. So now...
Now you're dragging religion into it.
This is opposite day.
We don't talk about religion.
We don't talk about anything. This is opposite day. Oh my stars! No, thank you. This is just so frustrating. And then I also understand like how it can be helpful. Sure, but I'm always the one that gets stuck in the. On the key and 20 minutes has gone by and you can hear the every single time that the elevator music dies down in the middle of a beat, I'm like, okay, this is it. This is the magic moment.
The click is
coming. And then there's nothing better when the click does come and then it goes right to
another
dial tone I'll take another ring. Jesus.
You go to a dial tone.
A dial tone. Love it. Like, yay, I get to play again. I'm a winner. I made it to the next round.
It's so easy to amuse us.
Oh, it is. I know.
Lord. All right.
Okay.
Well, here I have a complaint.
Well, okay.
Anonymous complaints come into our office. There you are every morning in your garage, engine running, cig smoking and headlights on, blaring into my room every fucking morning.
Now, see, I thought this was going to be a misconnection.
Engine running. I may give a pass in the winter, you know, warming up the engine and interior.
Get it?
Although that was never quite my morning routine, so I don't understand what I don't know. But in the summer, you are an idiot. It's your routine. Cigs, engine, lights. Because they come on with the car, and it's too much work to turn it off for your neighbors at 6 a.m. You do know that the lights and engine car starting is controlled by different buttons or functions on the car that are separate, right? I wouldn't put it past you.
Oh, my stars.
How Stop. Dumb you may be.
Stop. Now we're getting mean again. Although, I need even more gummy for this one.
Inconsiderate for sure. Why would a neighbor be considerate or inconsiderate? Because they don't know? So when I stare at you from across the street.
Again with the stalkers.
Yes, I'm being passive aggressive. Mm-hmm. And when I yell at you, I am angry. when I walk up to you and ask you and you disregard, it's your property, you're right, no laws, and you can just do whatever you like.
Well, I think ultimately the author is a winner because our state just passed a $2 tax on cigarettes. So whoever it is, it's going to be costing them a lot more.
It says complete idiocracy in your morning routine with engine running, lights going, all because you need to smoke cigarettes.
Well, there you go.
That was your $2.
Maybe he just got priced out of the market. Okay. All right. This is a friend of sent it. From NEPA. NEPA is an acronym for Northeastern Pennsylvania in the Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, and Pocono area. So definitely a lovely place to visit. This one I just thought was hilarious. How do Edwardsville police and ambulance and fire trucks come beat this man's door in, find out he's dead, and leave? I'm talking windows open, front door open, and a man's body laying on the bed in his underwear. No respect. Is that allowed? Everyone left, cops, ambulance, everybody. This is shameful, I feel like, because as my curiosity peaked, I wanted to know what happened. I peeked in the window and saw this poor man. Okay, so you're complaining that you saw all of this, that you are sounding like it's just like they might have just rolled this poor man out and put him in the middle of the road, and you discovered it by actually Gladys Kravitzing it. Yes, I use that as a verb. You peeked in the window. Dude, that's so wrong. I'm so sorry, but that's so wrong. And here's a reply. I love this. Okay. Maybe you should have stayed minding your own business, Karen. I'm just loving that. And I'm so sorry for everybody who's actually named Karen. I don't know how your name got wrapped, but you know, I'm Mall, so I always get associated with the drugs, but you know, everyone has their crossfire.
Their secret.
That's just so stupid.
Hey, no, I have a missed connection. Ready for a missed connection?
I'm ready.
All right. So I've got Jason in Southeast Portland, who said, we met out at a few shows. There used to be after parties at your house all the time. We hooked up a lot, and you always kept quiet about it, which was so refreshing and cool. I didn't ever see you out at events anymore, and I heard everyone moved out of that house. I don't have a way.
I try to
get a hold of you, and I don't remember your last name. Oh. Just the F. Jason F. So whoever you are. Oh, it says, I miss your crooked smile, you jerk. I hate that you referred to me as a hippie girl, but I loved submitting to you.
Oh my goodness.
So, well, Jason. Jason, if you're out there.
I just can't. Hippie
submitting girl. She's looking for you.
Oh my God. Okay. So here's another misconnection. And the titles that people come up with, you know, like the headline needs to grab them, right?
Yes.
So here it is. This is the title. So cute guy with the cuter puppy dog. It's like already you put him down. Okay. You let me pet your dog. I tried to flirt, but nothing happened.
Great.
So now this guy is like, well, because nothing happened there, right. I wanted to wait until you got to your computer to put all of this on misconnections on Craigslist so I could then reply to you and tell you your flirting was acknowledged. Like, seriously. I mean, come on, people. Oh my God.
Yeah. Don't, if you're going to flirt, just, I don't know.
Well,
like there must be another way.
Well, clearly there needs to be for that person.
here's one from, Hillsboro. It says Store Mexican is the headline. Huh. I was at the store getting some meats. You white guy was looking for meat too. I guess I have some chorizo and you asked me how I like it. And I explained to you and said, sounds good, but it was spicy. I told you I like spicy. You said that it wasn't that thick, that you know another thick one. We talk and I laugh. You give me a number, but I can't remember it. I would like to talk to you.
Do you know, we probably had launched our first three podcasts before I figured out that some of these missed connections and chorizo and what, rubbing my lumber were not actually someone who needed their floor polished.
But oh, really?
I'm not kidding. I was like, I started listening to you and I'm like, oh my God. I like, oh shoot, another one. So it's like, I'm so not woke. Well, I've not, you, I don't go to, this is, that, I am.
You're really that clueless?
I can.
How is that possible?
I know, you'd think but it happens.
What did you think misconnections were?
Well, some of these seem real. Like, these aren't
That was real. I think
somebody
was talking about their chorizo with someone and someone wanted it spicy and they were, you know, like,
wait, okay, hold up now. Oh, God dang it. Are you trying to tell me? Now I'm so messed up. Are you trying to tell me they're actually talking about real chorizo?
Yeah. No, they met in a store. Okay. And they were flirting. And so one of them's talking about chorizo.
So chorizo.
And one said, how do you like it? And he goes, oh, I like it really spicy. And this one goes, well, it's thick. And that's what that was. Like, you totally missed that.
They are not talking about chorizo. Yes. I just don't believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Are. No. I'm just not going to believe it. And now I'm going to look at my next, jeez, all these next misconnections
such
with this
dirty mind.
I know that's awful. Oh, right. God. Okay.
That's straightened out. This
should actually be in job posts. Amy, I lost your contact and am in need of your sessions. Are you lady? Please reply me. I'm your boy. So Amy, your boy is trying to really hire you. Let's just call this one for what it is. This is not chorizo. I know that for a fact. But yeah, sounds like it's written by a 13-year-old. So Amy, I hope you're checking ID, girl. Oh, I swear.
Here's one. Out of Seattle.
Okay.
This was sent in by a listener. We met at the rink, both dating someone else. I remember our eyes meeting, and honey, let me tell you. Still to this day, a couple kids later, in 30 years, I am still loving you. The city is not a good place for raising kids. Come out to the country. This heart is all yours.
Hmm.
Isn't that sad and
that's
sweet?
We have had some sad and sweet ones. And
it's just so sweet.
That is. I think it's all in the way you read it, too.
I heard next week we start hearing from Angry Amy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. She'll be coming back.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm looking forward to some angry Amy next week.
Absolutely.
All right. So that's it for this week's edition. We want to give a shout out to some of the 83 new members to the Stoners group on Nextdoor. Cal in Hazelwood, Cameron in Garden Home, Karen in Foster Powell, Chance over in Northwest Portland, Charles in Close in Southeast, Cheryl in Far Southwest, and Chris over in Overlook.
Hey, that's cool. Welcome to the neighborhood, folks. Go out and make sure you have liked and joined our Facebook page. We're also available on Instagram and our own website and Twitter at Next Door Stoners.
Remember to send your favorite Next Door posts to Aaron and Mal at thesnd@outlook.com. That's thesnd@outlook.com. When you do, let us know if you're willing to be a guest on a future episode or part of our network of volunteer reporters across the country. And remember, no matter who you are, or where you live, always be nice to the stoners next door, because you never know who they are.
The Stoners Next Door is a production of Aaron Douglas Enterprises, LLC.